11 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to us in Prince Rupert at 8:60 a.m. A North Coast First Nation is calling for an end to mining activity on an island just south of Prince Rupert. Banks Island was home to the Yellow Giant gold mine, but last year the BC government ordered that mine be shut down. That after inspectors determined the continuing operation of the mine would lead to environmental damage. James Witzke is with the Kitkatla First Nation. He's the community's environmental assessment coordinator, and we've reached him this morning for the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Betsy.
Why was this mine shut down? We've heard the BC government had environmental concerns. As a First Nation that declares this as your traditional territory, what's your understanding?
Last June, there was an anonymous tip from an employee from the company to the Ministry of Energy and Mines that some illegal discharging of tailings into the environment had occurred. From that, the Ministry of Energy and Mines went out there to investigate and found that this was the case. The tailings from two exploration sites had been discharged into the environment. But further to that, the compliance officers that went out and inspected found a whole list of infractions from the mine site itself. So it started as an investigation into an anonymous tip, but then turned into a full-blown investigation because of all of the numerous infractions.
There was a tailings spill. The BC government did shut it down. So what's the problem?
Well, there was a tailings spill, but there was also an intentional discharge of tailings into the environment through two different sites. And the issue with both of those discharges is that they go directly into the environment, and in particular, they both go directly into water bodies that drain out into the ocean. And both of those water bodies contain salmon, and both of the areas are a really important salmon rearing habitat.
So you're concerned about the tailings and the impact on marine animals and on the water itself.
Absolutely. So we have contaminants that are in the environment and that are directly linked to food species that are really important to Kitkatla. We have salmon and halibut and seaweed and shellfish that are downstream of these contaminants. The problem is that the spill happened last June. We have absolutely no idea the extent of the contamination. We've had no help from any of the government agencies, and unfortunately, the mining company itself declared bankruptcy. So essentially, Kitkatla right now is left holding the bag for this environmental spill.
Now, we have received an email from BC's Ministry of Energy and Mines, and they've listed for us numerous meetings with the Kitkatla to explain what they're doing, that they've tried to set up meetings between the Kitkatla First Nation and the receiver in this bankruptcy hearing. What more could they do?
Well, Betsy, those meetings started about 2 months ago. So 8 months after the discharge occurred, they are finally reaching out to us and saying, okay, we want to start talking with you guys. I will say that at the beginning of this week, we did have, and I attended a site visit with an inspector from the Ministry of Energy and Mines to look at reclamation options.
What did you see when you went out there?
I saw an absolute mess. And I've been out to the site a number of times since that spill has occurred, and what I saw is a site that is still filled with contaminants. We still have a discharge of solids into the environment, which is just sitting there right now, and we also have a mine site that's been shut down, but has not had any preventative measures taken to stop contamination from occurring on the site. So vehicles that are just sitting there leaking oil and hydraulic fluid into the ground, and nothing is being done about it.
Whose responsibility is this cleanup at this point?
We, as far as we're concerned, it's the Ministry of Energy and Mines. We believe that they were negligent in their duty to complete compliance visits from the get-go. As far as we can tell, there were not one official compliance visit done in the time that the mine was operating until the time that they went out there to investigate the reported spill. And we feel that that's negligence on their part. And as a result of that, we feel that that the duty lies with them to rectify that issue.
What kind of response have you had from the ministry?
At first, we had a response of, well, we're not sure what to do here, or I guess a kind of a wait-and-see attitude. And I think that now, especially after the Auditor General's report came out in connection to the Mount Polley disaster, we're starting to see a little bit more action. And we hope that that action continues to move forward to some meaningful type of remediation work that occurs out there on Banks Island.
You want things fixed. This company now in bankruptcy proceedings, would you welcome a company buying it up, taking over and moving in to make things right?
No, absolutely not. From the
Why
beginning
not?
Of this process, when this company went through the permitting process, the Kekatlin Nation had no support for mining on Banks Island. Mining occurred out there in the 80s, and there were a number of issues that came out of that. So they were very wary of anybody who wanted to do any kind of development again on Banks Island. We opposed the project through the permitting phase. It was permitted anyway, and we continued our opposition through as far as we could with the funds that we had. And it didn't amount to anything. So now that we see that we had a proponent who couldn't follow the conditions of their permit, and we also had a ministry that couldn't enforce the conditions of their permit, we have absolutely no faith that that this can be done in a proper way out in Banks Island. And we can't afford that risk because the people of Kekatla rely on the food resources that are surrounding that area, and they're absolutely critical, and we just can't afford to have things like this happen again. So we won't allow it, and we'll do everything that we can in our power to ensure that that happens.
James Witski, thanks so much for telling us about the situation this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.